Welcome to the Beetlebugs Podcast. Yeah!
And take off both their shoes and welcome back to 69. Every road trip sound alive. The sergeant on the pink dark side. The Piper travels through the sky. Out here. And I am here.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to it for another episode of the Beetlebug Podcast. I'm your host, Aisha.
And I'm Jesse. And I'm Aisha's co-host, and I just also happen to be her dad. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what this podcast is all about, well, it's about the Beatles, that great rock and roll band that came out of Liverpool. And it's about how a dad and his 8-year-old daughter can both love a band that started their journey way back in the 1960s, before either of us were even born. And if you're wondering about the name of the podcast, The Beetlebugs, Aisha, care to explain?
Well, if you haven't already heard, sorry to our regular listeners, but it's just a name I used to call the Beatles when I was a little toddler. I still think it's a cool name.
It's very cool. So we're back for another episode. You're not at school because of a little thing called a global pandemic. Hope everyone is okay out there. How have you been, Aisha?
I'm good. Trying to enjoy the lockdown. I miss going out to see my friends, but it's okay. We get to talk on the phone and video chat with my friends and family, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, so we're very, very fortunate.
We are. And plus, we got to do this podcast together as well. So that's really cool.
It is. So let's continue with our podcast then. Last episode, we talked about the Beatles and their first ever album, which was Please Please Me. Now, what happens next?
Well, after the success of their first album, the Beatles were straight back into the studio working on their second album, and only 8 months after the release of Please Please Me, their new album with the Beatles was released in November 1963.
8 months after the first album, that's incredible. Most artists take years to make a follow-up album. That's really impressive, right?
Yeah, really impressive. It makes what Lennon and McCartney did even more amazing. They could write amazing songs again and again. A proper songwriting machine.
Okay, so let's talk about the album then. What was the first single released?
Okay, but first I'm going to explain what a single is. You never know, if there are listeners who are my age, they might not know what that means. Okay, do you remember in the last episode when I explained what a vinyl record is? Well, the album will have all the songs on one record. So, with the Beatles, album had 14 songs on the record, 7 songs on each side. But before a whole album was released, bands would release a single. A single would be a small vinyl record with only one song on it taken from the new album.
Oh, I see. So what was the first single from the new album?
Well, this is very interesting because 250,000 copies of the new album were already pre-ordered. The Beatles decided that the first single would not be on the new album.
Okay, that's quite unusual then. So what was the first single called?
I think you know this song, I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Ah, so that song is not on the album. It's one of their most famous songs though, right?
It is. A quick sing-song?
Sure. Why not?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
Oh, please say to me, you'll let me be your man. And please say to me, you'll let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
I wanna hold your hand.
Well done. Great effort, Aisha.
Okay, you can let go of my hand now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, anyway, so where were we? Okay, so they released I Wanna Hold Your Hand as a single, and that wasn't going to be on the new album. So tell us more about the new album then.
Well, like the first album, this had 14 songs with 7 songs on each side. There were original songs written by the band, mostly Lennon and McCartney, of course. But this was the first album to feature a song written by George Harrison called Don't Bother Me.
Okay, that's interesting. So George is getting some songs into the album as well. The thing about the Beatles is that they were very creative and quite unusual compared to many other bands around at the time. Not only did they play their own instruments, but they wrote their own songs too. So really, really talented.
And the album was a huge hit. It went straight to number 1 in the album charts and replaced their first album, which had stayed at number 1 for 30 weeks.
30 weeks?
Yep. And this album stayed at number 1 for 21 weeks.
Wow. And how long did this album take to make? If you remember, their first album was, it was unbelievable because they recorded the whole album in less than a full day.
Well, this one took longer. It was still quick compared to most bands then. And even now, but this album was recorded between July and October of 1963 over 7 sessions.
Right. I suppose they were now taking advantage of better facilities, better production. They were recording at Abbey Road now, right? Abbey Road Studios?
That's right. A little fun fact for you, the Beatles have come to be known as the Fab Four. Do you know when that name was first used?
No, but I've got a feeling that you're going to tell me.
I am. Well, the Beatles were really big now and everybody wanted to talk to them. Newspapers, magazines, televisions. So the Beatles had to have someone who would speak to all these different people. That's what a press officer does. And the Beatles press officer was Tony Barrow. And it was he who described the Beatles as the Fabulous Four. After that, the newspaper called them the Fab Four.
And that is where we leave our Fab Four for this week. If you enjoy our show and you're a Beatles fan, then please get in touch. All our contact details are in the show notes. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any thoughts, any suggestions, or even corrections, remember, we're not historians, just big fans of the Beatles. So if you know something that we don't, get in touch and educate us.
If you did enjoy our show, then please, please, pretty please, subscribe to our show and rate our show and leave a kind review, because that will really help us to get our show out to lots more people. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again shortly.
Bye.